AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A law enforcement official says the weapon used in the shooting death of a woman on a San Francisco pier belonged to a federal agent. No details on this, but it's the latest twist in a case that's become a flashpoint in the country's debate over immigration. AP correspondent Paul Elias is in San Francisco with more on murder suspect Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez.
The source wouldn't elaborate on how Sanchez got the gun, but Sanchez told Telemundo and a local TV station that he found the gun wrapped in a T-shirt on the pier yards away from where 32-year-old Catherine Steinle was gunned down on July 1st.
Authorities in Baltimore say three people are dead in a shooting near the University of Maryland Baltimore campus. They say two gunmen pulled up in vans, got out and started firing. A woman and two men were killed. Another woman who was struck walked to a hospital where she's in stable condition. We expect to hear this week that the Army will cut at least 40,000 troops and personnel and that those cuts may affect many military bases. Our Sandy Kozell's in Washington with this.
The Army is under a mandate to reduce its force from 490,000 to 450,000 over the next 2 years. Army officials are considering cuts at 30 bases to meet the mandate. According to a document obtained by USA Today, the reduction would affect virtually all the Army's domestic and foreign posts. If the government fails to reach a budget deal and across-the-board spending cuts known as sequestration are triggered in October, the Army would be forced down to 420,000 troops or lower. An announcement is expected as early as tomorrow. Sandy Kozell, Washington.
Its creditors are frustrated and angry. Now Greece says it has come up with a proposal to get another financial rescue plan and will present details soon. Markets are down in Asia. This is AP Radio News. The Subway sandwich chain has suspended its relationship with its longtime spokesman, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Millions know him simply as Jared.
Guy changes his life by eating at Subway twice a day and walking a lot. Guy loses over 200 pounds.
Subway has suspended its relationship with Jared Fogle after FBI and Indiana State Police searched his home, removing a number of electronic items. 2 months ago, the former executive director of Fogle's foundation was arrested and charged with production of and possession of child pornography. In a statement, Fogle's lawyer says his client has been cooperating with and continues to cooperate with law enforcement in their investigation. I'm Tim McGuire.
The South Carolina State Senate passed a bill to take the Confederate flag down from State House grounds, and the House will take up the measure today in South Carolina. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.